Good day from Wall Street. This is Jack Marks for Wall Street Reporter, and today I am speaking with Shannon Illingworth. He is the chairman and founder of GP Solutions. The stock symbol is GWPD. Shannon, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, Shannon, can you start off by telling our audience what your company does?
So our company is in the modular farming business. We basically take these food-grade shipping containers and repurpose them into indoor modular farms and use organic soil and high-end technology and really kiosk framework technology to really manage your indoor farming business.
So a shipping what exactly is a shipping, you know, in case anybody's not familiar, what is a shipping container?
So a shipping container is probably what we see going across the seas. We ship from countries.
One of those the 40-foot type of deals. Okay, I see what you mean. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The shipping food 40-foot containers, yes.
So you turn that into an indoor farming.
Yes, we've turned those by using our kiosk framework technology. We've turned those into modular indoor farms. And really made it efficient not only in lighting by using our own lighting LED source, but water and now using our own organic nutrients and soil.
Okay. Okay. Now I get the idea. So it's a modular farm. You take these 40-foot containers, and then you outfit them to grow indoor crops, so to speak.
Yes.
Okay. And now there's other companies out there that are, you know, doing, I don't know, vertical farming. They have different products. What is it that you're doing that's different?
So what we're doing is a little bit different than anybody else because we're making it simplistic for farmers and consumers and farm-to-table restaurants to really get a food safe product. Today we're getting our produce and our stuff on the ground. You have runoff and you have bacteria and you have pesticides. We really want to do a far superior product by putting it indoors and giving consumers and customers availability to buy our products and grow indoors with a simplistic approach of we give them organic soil, we give you the nutrients, we give you the recipe, so to speak, to be successful so you can grow inside these modular farms. It's really simplistic, and we give you all that information to do it and control it with this modular system.
So, and you basically sell turnkey system?
Turnkey system, just much like an RV, to envision that RV, you come in, plug it in, and you're growing. You have a farm. You have it right there. And people don't realize that some of these farms equivalent to year-round acreage, having 1 acre of farmland, it equivalents to that because now you're growing year-round, you know, not just growing seasonally. You can grow anything, anywhere, year-round.
Okay, that's interesting. So what happens? So somebody calls you up, buys one of these containers, and what, you drop it off at their location and they're ready to go?
Yep. So let's say the customer is interested in and they own a restaurant, right? And they want to do their own spinach and romaine, which is a big, if you know, there was a big outbreak in E. coli in our romaine system a while back here and it was pretty scary. So in the sense is if I'm taking food safety and I want my health and I want to make sure what I'm eating is controlled, how do I control that? A customer would call us and say, yes, I'm interested in growing, you know, romaine lettuce or spinach, and we would configure that pod out for them to their growing needs, and we would deliver that pod ready to go, turnkey, plug in, and you're off and you're growing your leafy green. And the cycles every 45 days, 55 days, every month you got full cycles and fresh crops.
Okay. And what does one of these pods sell for?
So the starting price, and we have different lengths, right? So you'd have a 20-foot pod and a 40-foot. The 20-foot starting around $49,500 to $100,000 for the 40-foot fully ready-to-go, self-contained farm.
Okay. So for roughly 50 grand, somebody can have a turnkey indoor farm in their backyard or in their parking lot.
Exactly. Anywhere that you can park a small RV or, you know, you can put one of these pods in, as long as you have that power and water to help grow your system.
And you mentioned something, I guess, in terms of the yield. So like a 40-foot pod, you're saying that produces the equivalent yield of 1 acre?
Yes, so you could really get really modular on this thing and understanding it based on what you're growing. But we looked at just leafy greens and say romaine lettuce. We were up to do like 2,000 heads of lettuce per year on a 40-foot container. But depending on what you're growing, is it herbs? Is it microgreens? Is it that differs, right? But the big thing people need to understand is your food safety and your food quality. How do you really get organic plus? How do you get better than what you're getting now being grown on the ground? You can't get better. So you got to take it into a controlled modular environment to really maximize that superiority in the product.
Okay, and so the value proposition for the customer, is it the cost savings or is it quality? Like what from when they get your system?
It's basically, let's if I'm in a restaurant, I'm a chef, I'm looking for a higher quality food, and if we don't know or have transparency how it's grown, it's there is ways to get the food pricing down if that's what you're looking for, but it's mostly the food quality and the food safety issues what we're really trying to say here. It's like it's getting harder and harder for outside agriculture to control its system without using pesticides. I mean, it's almost impossible. As we pollute our environment, we're making it harder and harder for really to control our own food system. So this gives you an alternative to pollution and the environmental problems we're having today, as well as efficiency. So you can grow, say you're a restaurant, you can grow your own food right next door versus having to travel in and long distances. So there's all kinds of benefits of really having these indoor farms. It's really pathogen free, it's bacteria free. You're able to drive short distances to get it, and it's the quality. It's bar none. You know what I mean? You can't get that quality grown in an organic traditional environment.
Yeah, it seems like this is like a this kind of there's this big trend of was it farm to table
Yes.
restaurants, and
Yes.
so this is like a good almost like a marketing type of thing for a restaurant to have one of these and in the back of the parking lot or whatever.
It's funny you say that. It's funny you say that because we get a lot of contacts. We get our we just really launched our, sales campaign, and a lot of restaurant owners coming to us going, "We love it. This is something we want to do." Farm to table is a big new up and coming trend we see with restaurants. And it's amazing. And some of these restaurants are doing it. They're like have a huge waiting list for people to get in there and go and actually get that food. So I believe, you know what I mean, for chefs. I mean, we have right now, we have a farmers market that buys everything we can grow inside our modular farms here currently at our facility. So it's going to be a big demand for people who looking for a superior product that has full transparency in where it's grown. If that makes sense.
Yeah, interesting. And so who's ultimately who's your like target customer for this? Is it
So
the
our
rest?
target
Oh, yeah.
customers, yeah, target customers, we have three different vertical markets we're currently going after. One is to farmers, giving them an alternative to traditional growing, not competing with them. If they want to grow year-round, they want to grow a superior food source, they have to kind of go indoor, and it gives them a modular, scalable way to do it. You don't have to go buy a 50,000 square foot building. You don't have to do this. You can actually just like an RV park, you just put one. You can stack these modular systems. You can do all kinds of stuff to get up and going. Minimal power requirements, and then we're going after restaurants. These guys really trying to get their quality up and have a superior food product and really beat their competition. This is the food quality you want. Not only do we do leafy greens, but we do peppers, tomatoes, all other kinds of stuff too, and the organic herbs. Everything is far superior as grown in here. The last but least, we want to have a product where we can ship directly to consumers. So people would want a certain kind of leafy green, a lettuce, a salad, a spinach. We would get it fresh right out of our systems and send these directly to the consumer.
Okay, and how long has the company been around? Like, can you give us maybe like a quick overview of the how it got started? What's the history of the business?
I'll try to make it as short as possible. I mean, this kind of started in the last 2 to 3 years. We've been in development for the last 2 to 3 years. But as we've been in development, we've been selling our products to local guys wanting the product like this. So we've been R&D and testing not only with current customers, but we've been developing our product for the last 2 years. Now we're ready to launch our product. And this got started based on a food safety need. Me, myself, getting sick numerous times from eating a leafy green, a salad, and going to restaurants asking for a Caesar salad and them telling me, no, it's not available because we had a recall of, lettuce. You know what I mean? So I really saw a need for it. I wanted to do it. I'm from the kiosk industry, 15 years of being in the kiosk industry, used a kiosk framework technology we spent millions of dollars on and really vertically integrated it into this company. And bing, here you go. You have a company that really has a technology and a seamless a way to consumers, farmers, or whoever to get involved in a high quality product.
Okay.
Develop a high quality.
And so what's the revenue model?
So the revenue model is there's three different models. One, obviously selling these pods. And then two, obviously selling direct to farmers markets and consumers. And then obviously working together with, restaurants, chefs, and also, developing solutions for them under a lease program, a food buyback program. And then we look also looking at charities, you know what I mean? People, we're working with one big charity right now we're talking to is for veterans, giving them a way to self-sustain, to create jobs, to help them, give back to these veterans out of these coming back and not having jobs. So another opportunity that we would provide for them is a way for people to sustain, grow forward and generate revenue.
But I mean, do you have recurring revenues from these pods once you sell them? Is there any like add-on sales? What else is there after the initial sale?
So a couple things we do. We own our own product line. So we developed our own proprietary nutrients as well as our own proprietary soil. So if people would, as you're growing, you're going to need nutrients. As you're growing, you're going to need soil. And as well as their technology. So we offer systems where we would give you full remote access to all your information. All our customers or purchasers of our pods would understand CO2, lighting, control the whole inside of their modular system through a kiosk platform technology platform where they can remotely see it through their desktop or phone and be alerted right there real time. If there was an issue, there's a temperature issue, there's a CO2 issue, there's an issue that their indoor modular farm had, they can react and fix it right away.
So how much revenue, recurring revenue, can you get from a, let's say 40-foot container, 40-foot pod?
So at the end of the day, depending on how much soil and how much, if they use our branded products, I mean, we haven't broken it down for how much recurring revenue per pod, but our model's more off the sales of the product coming out of the pod, and our modeling is more about selling the pods to the consumer and about leasing and buybacks versus, recurring revenue of our soil and our nutrients. So don't really understand that because like I said we've been in development for the last 2 years and we're just now selling our pod as we refine those numbers, and we do deal with hydroponic. So hydroponic is another way of growing inside of our systems, but the soil system is a system where we developed just recently because we wanted to bring back the organic spin to growing inside and growing indoors.
Now, so let me understand. You are offering leases. You're leasing these pods, not only selling them.
Yes, there are some lease arrangements we're doing with some of these pods, and we're going to obviously do some renting with these pods. So people can rent them as well, and then obviously purchase these pods.
Okay, and I wasn't clear on. You mentioned something about selling the product. Are you actually, also, growing your crops and selling crops?
Yeah, so we're farmers too. So
Okay.
as we learn how to, develop and get a higher quality product, we sell the products that we grow inside of our pods back to farmers market owners, stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay.
So this
Okay.
is.
So you also have a farming business in as part of this company. Okay.
Yes.
How big is the market opportunity for these pods? What are your projections for sales?
Well, we're looking at the overall agriculture organic space, and it's about $110 billion, and 40% of that's just fruits and vegetables, right? And then I feel this overall industry I was growing, it's over $100 billion market, right? We want to get into that market at least, and we feel over the next 3 to 5 years we could be a $1 billion company with the right synergistic relationships. So it's about grabbing that relationship, people, and this is why we're here talking today, is people understanding the solutions, understanding options and what we eat. And I think the future is that we probably no longer will be eating stuff that's really grown on the ground just because of what's going on with our environment, pollution, runoff, you know, flooding, seasonal growing. So there's going to be a huge opportunity. And for those guys positioned in that market, there's going to be a huge opportunity for growth and to really capture market share.
So now you mentioned you've been in the R&D phase. Have you started selling units, or when are you starting sales?
We've already started sales. We've already sold the units, and we're actually launching a campaign. We're moving into a bigger facility. We're moving to a 45,000 square facility in Colton, and we've already started selling units. And one thing I always do in my product, and I've done this in the kiosk industry, is if I don't like it, it doesn't work right for me, it's not going to work right for anybody. So we spent 2 years really developing our products, making sure they came out right and perfect, and they were simplistic and user-friendly. And now we believe, and we truly believe, that they're ready for the market, and they're really for people to now get in there and get behind it.
Okay. And what kind of revenues do you expect, you know, over the next, let's call it, 24 months? It looks like you're just starting to kind of scale up. What are your projections for sales?
Just with what we know that we already have in our queue, we're expecting at least $15 million in the next 24 months. With what we're doing in not only in traditional agriculture, but our technology is used, you know, in the cannabis space. There's a lot of need for these indoor modular farms in all aspects of medicine and produce. So we expect on a small scale in the next 24 months, at least $15 million in sales.
So $15 million in sales. And what kind of margins do you have?
Right now, if it's just strictly top-line revenue, just off top of the machines, we're probably looking at 30 to 40%.
30, 40% gross margin?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I guess, you know, the big elephant in the room, so to speak, is the cannabis space. We're talking mostly about restaurants. Is medical cannabis, is that something, is that, do you see that as a big market opportunity for what you're doing?
We do, but our focus has been in produce. But we do have customers that have used these in that industry. So we don't really we don't touch the plant. We are engineers, we're designers, and we do see the market for the medical industry. And we've designed systems that are currently in medical facilities and licensed facilities now.
Okay, and. Shannon, what are your, you're just starting sales. Like, what are your, biggest challenges that you face right now?
Our biggest challenge is one, we've developed other OEM manufacturers for our product. As we talk to potential buyers and consumers of our machines, they're wanting, 10, 100, 500. So you got to be able to gear up properly and really make sure when you're growth, you're not hurting yourself. So that'll be potential to be really, managing our growth, right? Because right out of the gate, as we start launching our product and feelers out there, we have tremendous response in the market of people wanting to buy systems. And I keep my team focused on just what markets we're going to go after. You know what I mean? And what specific size of pods we're going to go after. Is it the farmers first? Is it, our own consumers? Is it going to be restaurants? So it's just really picking and choosing your partner. And understanding that vertical growth and making sure you're doing everything right.
Okay. And what are your capital needs going forward?
As we move forward, the good thing about our capital needs moving forward, it's going to be based on purchase order, right? So there's going to be ways for us to fund those based on purchase order. And as of right now, I can't tell your capital needs. We're funded. And as we move forward and we get, larger partnerships, understanding the purchase orders, then I can give you more clear transparency on, our needs as far as capital.
Okay. So, Shannon, can you tell us about, your background and also some of your other key team members?
Yeah, so my background is the last 15 years I've been in development in the kiosk industry. I've taken companies public in the past. I've been one of the key drivers in automated retail. I have over 4,000 machines inside Walmart stores alone. I've developed concepts for Disney and helped revolutionize, the whole kiosk automated vending machine market. Still hold my name on about four or five patents in wireless communication for, automated retail, and really, really got, to the point where I need something more, and I wanted to really diversify my knowledge and take this technology and put it into a vertical market. So that's a little bit more about me, and really saw the opportunity with what's going on with our food supply and with people getting sick and being able to really. There's no borders. Anybody can grow. There should be no food shortage with our ability to really create these modular farming systems. The CEO currently of GrowPod was a guy that recruited from a hosting company that was doing 50 million in sales, is one of the large drivers of this company, and I'm proud to say that this the significant growth of this company was going to come through our CEO, which is his name is George Natzik. Works well with our team, with our operations, and we'll leverage all this cool stuff that we're doing in the market to really give us significant market share back to our shareholders.
Okay, so he's hosting, like web hosting, you mean, right?
Yeah,
I see. He's a
web
technology
hosting.
guy. Okay,
Yeah,
so
technology.
what's your vision for the business over the next 2, 3 years? What is this going to look like?
Well, we're going to execute on current existing markets, and I think the one thing that everybody's really talking about is organic markets. And you got the Whole Foods and the Mothers and the major markets looking for product, right? And superior product than what they can get traditionally. And I think our focus is going to be our easiest leverage is going to be current farmers and a current grocery and current creating this new SKU, the superfood category, I want to say. That's going to be probably the fastest low-hanging fruit. And then, well as the restaurant, we get calls every day, restaurant owners wanting to have their own access to this modular farm and to really take that farm to table concept to the next level, because that's what the consumer is requesting. And the biggest thing I want to get out of this is consumer awareness that consumers, there is another product available for you that is health, that is safe, that you can eat, that you don't have to worry about when you get a salad. Is this contaminated? Is this been sprayed with a pesticide? Am I going to get sick? That's the biggest message I want to leave with today.
Okay. Now, Shannon, let's kind of recap here. What are the key milestones over the next 12 months that investors could, track kind of and look forward to?
Key milestones, and we actually are be synergistic partnerships we're going to have with key farmers and producers and markets we're working on right now, as well as, sales. And like we right now in our sales pipeline, we have a lot of sales that need to really get executed on, and that's part of negotiation and going forward in partnerships. So as we move forward, as we move more product out there, we'll be, announcing that through our, press releases and really driving that force. And understand what shareholders should know is we haven't even begun to create that shareholder value. We're doing that now through our sales, and as even in R&D, we're still generating revenue. And because we're really taking a technology that already existed and putting it into a new vertical market without, we're not reinventing the wheel, so we're not going to have no delays. We're going right to market with our product, and now we're straight to sales. And now you'll see faster evaluation, faster growth, and faster, shareholder value because of what we're doing now.
So, in terms of investors looking for for news flow, let's say over the next 6 months, at what point can they see announcements where they can see that you're actually gaining some sales traction?
So the cool thing about this, we do press releases every week, every 2 weeks sometimes, based on if it's a special announcement, but we will be announcing as we solidify these deals. And like, not to go too far ahead, but we are, working with, significant big opportunities that really will change the revenue and growth of this company right as we're talking, you know what I mean? So there's stuff that's happening that's going to go quickly, but investors and shareholders could, basically just pay attention to our press release lines because we can't get information out until it's public knowledge. Everybody knows that, but We just want to make sure that they just got to kind of stay alert and pay attention to what's going on in the market and look for out for our press releases.
Okay. Well, on that note, Shannon, I want to thank you, and we look forward to hearing more from you over the coming months.
Thank you, and I appreciate you.